Need to put some time in God's Word so that we can use it as He intended for us to do. He didn't just give it to us just to give it, but He gave it to us to fight, to use in our battle. We've got to know that we have to study God's Word. And as we study the Word, the more we study it, the more understanding we get. Jesus told us, at least the Word of God tells us, to study to show ourselves approved. So we can rightly divide the Word. Alright? And if we don't do that, then we won't be getting things the way they're supposed to be getting gotten. And we will miss out on the most rewarding parts that you can get from the things you have in your hand. God said He's put His Word in us, even as I might. So you got it. Although sometimes you don't think you have it. And when you got it, you got all the power that it possesses. The capabilities that it will do, can do, shall do. Those things are there for us, and we need to do that. James tells us to be doers of the Word, and not just hearers. Alright, so we need to not only hear, but we need to put it into action. If you don't know, if you don't put it into action, then you really haven't heard. Because the Word tells us when we become a hearer, or when we become a, and we'll be a doer of the Word. Because once you heard it, you'll see the newness and the more, and extra power that you hadn't seen before, capable through you by Jesus Christ. He tells us we can do all things through Him. And so we need to keep that in mind and begin to hear what the Lord says in His Word. The Word of God is our weapon. We need that Word to fight the enemy with. Said the Word of God is quick. It's not slow. It's alive. It's not dead. And it's powerful. Okay? It's able to do whatever it said it would do. It is all powerful. And it's sharper than any earthly weapon that you can find. Okay? It's sharper than that. It's powerful, it's alive. It's not a lazy thing. It is, will do what it said it'll do. And there's nothing it can't do. Because it's so sharp that it cuts and pierces. Go deep down into the end and divide the and asunder the soul from the spirit. It divides it out from one another. We ain't got enough on this world, in this world, that can cut and divide soul from spirit. But the word of God can. There's nothing too hard for the word of God. It separates the joints and the mouth, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. So the word knows your thoughts.
Yeah.
It knows the intent of your heart. It knows what you need, how you need it, where you need it, when you need it. It is never too late. It's always on time. God's word is what you need. For our weapons of this warfare is not carnal. Okay? It's not carnal. The weapons of our warfare is not carnal. But it's mighty. It is powerful.
Yes.
It is the word will take us where we can't go. Word will deliver us when we can't be delivered. Word can do mighty things in us. So you got the use what God gives us. We can't, you are not using you at all. At least you can't use your weapons that you think. The word says, for we walk in the flesh. Even though we're walking in the flesh, even though we're unknown to earth, we're wrapped up in sinful flesh. But because we're in the flesh, don't mean we have to do what the flesh say to do. He said, we do not war after the flesh. Flesh cannot help us with some of these problems that we're facing. In fact, flesh won't help. Because the word said there is no good thing in the flesh. So it said, for our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not knives and guns. They're not explosive weapons. They're not words that you got to say to people. Our word, our weapon is not a carnal thing. It is not a weapon that you can hold in your hand and look at. Okay? But they are mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imagination. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And it brings into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The word can do things like that. Okay? It is mighty. It can pull down every stronghold that the devil put up in front of you. Every stumbling block that he put in front of you, he's able to deliver you to it. The word of God is our weapon. Now, Ephesians tells us that we need to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And we need to know that. God's word is sufficient. God's word will take us through where we need to go. And finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
Don't say, I'm weak. In the Lord, you may be weak in the flesh, but in the Lord, you are strong.
Yes.
You're able to do all things.
Yes.
You're able to handle all problems. Through Jesus Christ. And you need to be strong in the power of His might, not yours. Now, you don't need you flexing your muscles. They ain't gonna do you no good. You got to do the muscles, flex the muscles that Jesus gave you. And that is the Word of God. But the Word of God, as we told you earlier, is powerful.
Yeah.
It's quick and it's active.
Yes.
So it's busy working for you.
Yeah.
So be strong in the Lord and power His might. You need to put on the whole armor. Now, notice here that the whole armor of God is not the weapon that they have. It's not your weapon. And the whole armor is not just your weapon. Most of these things in this armor is for your protection. Not for you to fight with. But it's for your protection. So that you can make it through these things that the devil put in your way. Okay, so put on the whole armor. That you'd be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And since we're not fighting flesh and blood, then we are caught in the weapons. It's useless. It doesn't make things better. They pull things down to a level that you all will be defeated. Okay. So hear this. Word says that the whole armor God we need because our weapon is we're not fighting flesh and blood, so we can use our weapon that we want to use. But we are against principalities, power, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the things that you are fighting, and our cardinal weapons won't work on them. Okay? So, he says you need to take on the whole armor that you may be able to withstand all the evil days and have done all to stand. Stand. Okay? Now, he said when you stand, you need to have your loins girded. Okay, this is for your protection. About with truth. Always tell the truth. Because God knows when you're not. He knows before you know. I ain't nothing covered that He can't see. Everything lays bare before His eyes. So you need to tell the truth. Don't try to polish it up. Just tell him the truth. Okay? So stand therefore, having your loins girded with the truth, and the blessed faith of righteousness, how they don't keep your faith and the word in your heart. For our feet, you need to have them shod with the preparation of the gospel. Okay. And above all, take on the shield of faith.
Yeah.
Wherewith we shall be able to quench all. Tell somebody all.
All.
We'll be able to quench them all. Yeah. Every fiery dart that the devil throw out. Again, that's for your protection. That's not a weapon. That's your armor you got to have on. You got to have the word all around you. And take the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, out of all things in name, you got the word being your weapon. And he said, the word of God is your sword. And prayer is your other weapon. Fight the enemy with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray. Yeah.
Believe in the word.
Yeah.
Talk to your master.
Yeah.
Call on him.
Yeah.
He will be there for you.
Yeah.
He said, for I won't forsake you.
Yeah.
Never will I leave you.
No.
He will be there when you call him. And he always comes on time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, praise God. So put down that whole armor of God and you'll be able to stand. Know how to use your weapon. Your weapon is no good if you don't have no faith. Okay? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Everything then, a thing not seen. So you got to know that you got the victory,
yes.
Even though it looks like you've been defeated.
Yes.
You got the victory,
yes.
And God is on your side.
Yes.
And we never lose.
Yes.
Whatever it is,
yes.
That comes our way, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Whatever it is,
yes.
That comes our way. We are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
We are more than conquerors. Everybody, I'm more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah. I'm a victor for people.
Yeah.
I am all that God said I am.
Yeah.
I am
all
that God said I could be.
Yeah.
I am
this
hope.
Yeah.
My hope.
Yeah.
My joy. In him is joy. Because all these things are working together for the good of them that love God.
Amen.
And all things I'm giving him for prayer.
Amen.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. I am what God said
I
shall be. May not look like it, but I am. May not feel like it, but I am. That God is my helper.
Yeah.
And is my present
helper. Yeah.
I am. And I know that God is
God.
My hope,
my
peace,
my
joy,
my
understanding, my love.
Yeah.
God is. And I thank him for it.
Yeah.
He will be there to pick me up.
Yeah.
When I know I'm going down.
Uh-huh.
Looks like I'm going down for the last time.
Uh-huh.
God will raise me up. But if I humble myself and go down, God will exalt me. Hallelujah. God is.
It's all right.
God is the hope. Peace of our life. He will do what he said he would do. You can count on that. Somebody say you can take it to the bank. But God is better than any bank. Because banks fall, fail.
Amen.
They fall all the time. Even the big banks sometimes fall. But God never fails. God never, ever fails. Use a weapon. You fly by. Whenever the devil put a negative thought in your mind, let him know that the word said. You got it. You got to tell him what the word said. Don't give him what you feel is what you need to say. But give him the word.
Amen.
The reply is going to be the word. Our weapons are not carnal. They are spiritual. And spiritual things got to be fought with spiritual things. We're not going to be knocking anybody out. We're not going to be committing mass murders. We're going to give them love. Okay. And God will answer. And it's going to be for your good. And one needs the Lord and in a special reason. Doors of church is now open for you to come.
You died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me. I'm so glad you rose for me. Sweet Jesus. Jesus. Sweet, sweet Jesus. Jesus. I'm so glad you died for me. So glad you shed your blood for me. So glad you rose for me.
Hallelujah.
Sweet Jesus. Jesus. Sweet Jesus, Jesus, choir have me sing.
Jesus,
the precious name of Jesus.
Jesus,
how he loved me,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh, I love that name.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
What's his name?
Amen.
Amen.
Offer and praise the Lord that's been this thing. It's good that you are satisfied with things as they are. And continue to keep me in our prayers. God's will continue to be done in us.
Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you, God, for the service on today. We pray, God, that we receive your words and sought to utilize our weapons. Help us, God, to utilize our weapons, to study our weapons, to let our weapons fight for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Again, we thank you, Lord, for all things. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.